Report, Judge Allows Iowa to Keep Restricting Gender Identity Teaching in Schools. By Amy Furrow, May 16, 2025. A federal judge said Thursday that Iowa can continue to restrict teaching on gender identity and sexual orientation in elementary schools, per a report. The restrictions affect children through sixth grade, but the state must permit non-mandatory programs related to those issues, according to the Associated Press, AP. The outlet said it was a split decision by U.S. District Judge Stephen Locker. He recently temporarily blocked part of the law that would bar school libraries from keeping books on their shelves that depict sexual acts. In response, the state requested the decision be overturned. Watch, why are Democrats pushing drag queen performances and pornographic books for kids? The AP article continued. Republican majorities in the Iowa House and Senate passed the law in 2023, intending to reinforce what they consider to be age-appropriate education in kindergarten through 12th grades. It's been a back-and-forth battle in the courts in the 2 years since. The provisions of the law that are being challenged were temporarily blocked by Locker in December 2023, just before they became enforceable. That decision was overturned in August by the U.S. 8th Circuit Court of Appeals, meaning the law has been enforceable for most of the current school year. Locker's recent split decision partially sided with an LGBTQ advocacy group who, along with some educators and students, sued Iowa over the issue. In February, transgender activists flooded the Iowa State Capitol as lawmakers considered a bill that would cut gender identity as a protected class from state civil rights law. Video footage shows the group during the demonstration. Prior to that incident, a poll from Parents Defending Education Parade found that parents of every political leaning across the nation oppose gender ideology in schools, Breitbart News reported January 7. Following that news, the outlet said President Donald Trump was expected to sign an executive order prohibiting federal funding from going to K-12 schools that teach gender ideology and critical race theory, CRT. The Breitbart News article noted, American parents and grassroots organizations like Moms for Liberty and Parents Defending Education began fighting back against gender ideology and CRT during the coronavirus pandemic, when they were exposed during government and union-led school shutdowns to the radical left-wing ideologies infiltrating their children's education.